This morning, we have the views of economist Marla Dukaran on the economic outlook for 2019.
Global growth is expected at 3.7% this year and next year, which is a little bit lower than what the IMF had previously forecasted. And that has a lot to do with the trade tensions and the fact that interest rates are going up in the US. A bit of it has to do with the fact that oil prices have been fluctuating and have been really trending more towards the downside. And financial markets are also showing quite a bit of volatility. So all of these are weighing on confidence and weighing therefore on investment and therefore on growth. Now, beyond that, if you look at what's happening with the US dollar, the US dollar has been appreciating. What that means is that the US dollar is strengthening relative to the other major currencies. So the UK pound sterling, the euro, the Canadian dollar, the yen, and so on. But what it means is that all of the Caribbean currencies, which most of them are pegged to the US dollar, and it means that all of our currencies, therefore, are moving in the same direction relative to those other major currencies. So as the US dollar strengthens, it takes our currencies with it. And so when that happens, everyone who has Canadian dollars, pound sterling, euros, yen, etc., the price for our exports in this region, which is priced in US dollars largely, has then become more expensive in those other currencies' terms. And so price competitiveness of our major export, which is tourism, but our other exports as well, so price competitiveness has suffered. And incidentally, according to the IMF, a 1% appreciation in the real exchange rate causes a 0.17%, it caused a 0.17% decrease in stopover arrivals from 2000 to 2015. And this is across the Caribbean. But apparently the higher end destinations don't suffer as much with this, but it does have some implications. Now, the other risks that I want to highlight from a global perspective, but for the region as well, is what's happening in Venezuela. But it is clear that the situation in Venezuela, as we've been saying for quite some time, is unsustainable, and it presents a major risk for this region on a few levels.
Ms. Dukaran notes that one of the consequences is that over 3 million people have fled Venezuela in recent times.
About 10% of the population, some of them have gone to parts of the Caribbean, like Guyana, like Trinidad, and even the Dutch islands as well. A lot of these people have been excluded from proper health care for many years. There hasn't been vaccination and proper medication in Venezuela for a long time. And so right now there is, for example, a malaria outbreak in Trinidad largely because of Venezuelan refugees, if you will, who are infected with malaria coming over, and they just don't have the medicine to cope with the disease. And so it poses a health risk for all of the countries neighboring Venezuela. And from a tourism perspective, this malaria outbreak and other potential health threats can affect tourism in the Caribbean as a result of Venezuela's instability. So that's a risk I think that we need to bear in mind in 2019.
Economist Marla Dukaran, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.